Sunday afternoon, a few thousand people will gather at the campus of First United Methodist Church in downtown Springdale. It's the third year for the church's community block party. Even if you didn't attend last year's block party, you may have been affected if you tried to buy hot dogs in Springdale on a certain Sunday last August. You see, last year the church prepared for between 300 and 500 attendees for the block party, but more than 2,000 people showed up.
So we were frantically running to the store and trying to clear out the shelves of everything extra that we needed, and we made sure that no one went without a nice warm meal that day.
That's James Ruth, a member of the church's congregation and a volunteer again this year for the block party. It's more than hot dogs and hamburgers. It's much more. At least 1,000 backpacks stuffed with school supplies are ready to be handed out. James Ruth says there will also be haircuts.
We have a number of area salons that are going to be there to participate, and we are going to try to service as many of the kids as we can.
Some local dental clinics will be there with services for adults and children, as well as tables devoted to immigration services. Jeannie Smith, co-chair of the block party, says the church wanted to make the Sunday afternoon event as much of a one-stop sort of service for families as possible.
And we'll have another table with items that families may need from the pharmacy that they can't necessarily afford, simple things like Tylenol and other things that we sometimes are able to give kids or families when they come into the Bread of Life. Mm-hmm. An organization with our church that is also, that is our food pantry. And so we'll have a table of non-prescription medicine and different things that people need. And we'll have the health department.
The state health department will be providing free inoculations. Parents may be thrilled to hear about these services involving shots, the dentist, and school. For kids, those might not be three subjects that sound like ingredients for a great summer Sunday afternoon. There will be games, a climbing wall, and other activities. Jeannie Smith says the basic idea for this third community block party is the same as the previous two: break bread with neighbors. And those neighbors include people from all kinds of backgrounds.
As a community, we're very proud. It's just a wonderful place to raise kids for that reason. I love that my kids are in Springdale schools, and everybody at church, we feel very blessed to be in this neighborhood. I don't know a lot of people outside of Springdale, outside of my world, that know as much about the Marshallese community as my kids do. I mean, my kids even speak a little Marshallese because they have gone to school with kids. So it's just a great community, a great neighborhood, and we do celebrate that about our neighborhood.
The First United Methodist Church qualified for money from the Arkansas Hunger Alliance grant to help pay for the food at the community block party. The grant is part of the nationwide No Kid Hungry campaign that churches and other organizations can apply for through the state.
What it does is encourage families to eat together. It's a summer feeding program where families can eat together. The schools have summer feeding programs, and now this grant, they're looking for applicants all over Arkansas, and we applied in June, and the community block party is covered.
This year, the community block party is anticipating 3,000 people, families from all around Springdale. James Ruth says he and the other 150-plus volunteers feel very prepared for this year's gathering. He says if other churches or organizations want to create something similar to the church in their community, that First United Methodist Church is willing to share their blueprint and what they've learned.
It has been an amazing event just watching strangers come together and act like they've known you for their whole lives, and you just have everyone there that's so appreciative of everything that we have to offer. And, you know, that's what I take from all of it, is just the smiles and the happiness, you know, from everyone.
The annual community block party at First United Methodist Church is Sunday afternoon from 5 until 7. The free backpacks with school supplies will be handed out beginning at 4, and families will need to get there no later than 4 to receive the tickets for the backpacks. Jeannie Smith, the co-chair of the event, says all are invited.
And we want to celebrate our community, so I can't think of a better way than maybe to just allow families to shop for something that maybe wouldn't be a fun experience otherwise. It's not a lot of fun when you don't have the money and you have to tell the teacher that you can't afford supplies at the last minute. And we saw a lot of families enjoying picking out their backpacks, just like we saw them enjoying getting their hair cut. It is as important to us as it is to the families. It's a wonderful thing. And I don't know how to put that into words.
This is Ozarks at Large.